Hi, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Joel Burks. Today is Sunday, December the 5th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during the series, we're going to be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 12. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. In the NIV, this is titled, Jeremiah's Complaint. You were always righteous, Lord, when I bring a case before you. Yet I would speak with you about your justice. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? You have planted them, and they have taken root. They grow and bear fruit. You were always on their lips, but far from their hearts. Yet you know me, Lord. You see me and test my thoughts about you. Drag them off like sheep to be butchered. Set them apart for the day of slaughter. How long will the land lie parched and the grass in every field be withered? Because those who live in it are wicked. The animals and birds have perished. Moreover, the people are saying, he will not see what happens to us. God answers, if you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? Your relatives, members of your own family, even they have betrayed you. They have raised a loud cry against you. Do not trust them, though they speak well of you. I will forsake my house, abandon my inheritance. I will give the one I love into the hands of their enemies. My inheritance has become to me like a lion in the forest. She roars at me, therefore I hate her. Has not my inheritance become to me like a speckled bird of prey? The other birds of prey surround and attack? Go and gather the wild beasts, bring them to devour. Many shepherds will ruin my vineyard and trample down my field. They will turn my pleasant field into a desolate wasteland. It will be made a wasteland, parched and desolate before me. The whole land will be laid waste because there is no one who cares. Over all the barren heights in the desert, destroyers will swarm. For the sword of the Lord will devour from one end of the land to the other. No one will be safe. They will sow wheat but reap thorns. They will wear themselves out but gain nothing. They will bear the shame of their harvest because of the Lord's fierce anger. This is what the Lord says. As for all my wicked neighbors who seize the inheritance I gave my people Israel, I will uproot them from their lands, and I will uproot the people of Judah from among them. But after I uproot them, I will again have compassion, and will bring each of them back to their own inheritance in their own country. And if they learn well the ways of my people and swear by my name, as surely as the Lord lives, even as they once taught my people to swear by Baal, then they will be established among my people. But if any nation does not listen, I will completely uproot and destroy it, declares the Lord. In Jeremiah 12, Judah finds themselves on the brink of destruction. I think we can all sympathize with Jeremiah, seeing as he was given the task of delivering this sad proclamation to his fellow countrymen. Judah, God's inheritance and joy, is about to be destroyed by the nations surrounding it. One can read through this chapter, as well as those that precede it, and see this destruction will not be a pretty sight. Judgment is coming for God's people. In this Advent season, I am reminded of the parallels between Jeremiah 12 and Ephesians 2 verses 1 through 10. In the English translation of each passage, the conjunction of but or and is used to indicate a progressive movement. This conjunction is important because it shifts the focus of the passage from God's wrath against sin toward God's compassion for his people. In a passage like the one in Jeremiah, it can be easy to focus on the existential dread that blooms in the announcement for Judah. but narrowing our focus to just this aspect of the proclamation causes us to miss the very important progression of the passage that expounds upon the heart of God for his people. In Jeremiah, we read how Judah is about to bear the weight of their sin. The nation has been given opportunities to repent, but instead has chosen to turn their backs on God. Jeremiah spends the entire first half of chapter 12 talking about how Judah is about to come to ruin. But then, in the 15th verse, we read, "But after I uproot them, I will again have compassion and bring each of them back to their own inheritance and their own country." Jeremiah 12 shows us two aspects of God's character on display: God's wrath towards sin and his compassion towards his people. The same character traits are on display in Ephesians 2 as well. Paul begins the chapter by talking about how we're all dead in our transgressions. Just like God's people can't save themselves from Babylon, there is nothing we can do to save ourselves from the wages of our sin. Then, in Ephesians 2 verse 4, Paul shifts to God's compassion. "But because of God's great love for us." Jesus is God's ultimate sign of compassion. Jesus, who came to this earth to bear the weight of sin, offers us new access to God the Father. Our access to God may have changed, but the two aspects of God's character remained unchanged from the Old Testament to the New. God's wrath towards sin and his overwhelming love for us are true yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.